You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Zommers, on the board. It is 2:06 on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, the 30th of April, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day!
There you go. The camel has made it to midweek from the Civic Media World Headquarters in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, on State Street. Overcast skies right now. Same, maybe some weather coming in later tonight and tomorrow for parts of Wisconsin. Some rain. That's all right. We'll take some spring rain. And then get your suntan lotion out if you're on a Lake Wissota pontoon boat, because it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And then 70 degrees and sun all next week, laying out there and enjoying it in every afternoon, getting rid of his pasty white thighs, turning into a well-tanned man, the one, the only, the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, Mr. Pat Kreitlow.
I don't think I've been pasty in my life.
Oh,
my,
every Wisconsinite is pasty this time of year.
My wife jokes that this time of year, you know, when the snow hasn't quite melted, I will open up the garage door to clean out the garage for the winter, and I will have a perfect tan by the end of the day. I just
really tan that just, quick.
I do
the melanoma. Yep. Pat Kreitlow.
Nope. So far, so good. I'm
just melanoma. Skin cancer.
What's the stuff that
melanin?
That's it. Melanin. We don't want anybody to have melanoma.
Where are you?
For God's
where are we going
sake.
With that? Like
no.
You know, I'm part George Hamilton. What can I say? You
know? That made my day.
We're skewing old right off the top, folks.
I love it. Speaking of old, our old friend Trygve Olsen. Now, I promised us, now at the time change, you would join us today on Wednesdays again. But alas, he's a big-time guy. He has a meeting. He says, tell Pat I'll be there next Wednesday.
Yeah, whatever. Old man Trygve needs a nap. You know, whenever you want to come join the youngins again, you know the door's always open.
Well, it'll be good to get the band back together next Wednesday. So looking forward to that. But happy that Pat is here with us. You can hear him every morning now for 3 hours, 6 until 9, across the Civic Media Radio Network with Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Coming up later on today in hour number two, a little What's Worse for You, menus with QR codes or paperless tickets. We'll ask you that question in hour two. And Tim Grierson, senior U.S. film critic at Screen Daily, and also at the LA Times, will be joining us from Los Angeles talking about Nicolas Cage films. And maybe we'll work in a little bit of what's coming up for summer blockbusters as well. But been a while since Tim has been on the show. Always
Nicolas
happy to have
Cage as Superman. Yes.
Do you have now are you a Nicolas Cage fan, Pat?
I wouldn't say fan, but I'm also not a detractor. I mean,
do you have a favorite film of his that you like?
No, I mean, not off the top of my head. I've definitely seen things I've liked him in.
Right. Okay.
I've also, you know, I...
You could take or leave him.
I have several off the top of my head that are favorites.
Yes, but. Zommers. Oh. Zommers is a big
Zommers,
fan.
Do it. Go.
Well, in Face Off, a hilarious over-the-top action movie in which Nicolas Cage and John Travolta switch faces and hilarity ensues, is great. Pig, in which Nicolas Cage plays a guy who lives out in the middle of nowhere with a truffle hunting pig, and it's the love of his life just hanging out with his pig and finding truffles. The pig gets kidnapped, and he has to go and get it back.
A truffle hunting pig.
Kidnapped. Yes.
Is the pig named Babe by any chance?
I don't believe so. But it's like John Wick. If instead of going and killing everybody who killed his dog, he was just like, come on, man, I just want my pig back.
Well, there you go. See, Zommers is set to go for this later on. So
we're at the Nicolas Cage Film Festival ready to go here.
I was very impressed as we were talking about this morning. Zommers is set to go. So I appreciate that. So we'll talk about all of that. But right now, Pat, you know, like every other day of this news cycle, always something going on. Thought maybe we would start with, and again, we don't play a lot of Fox News clips here, but Part of the reason I do it is because I know there's a certain segment of our audience and friends and neighbors across Wisconsin that are big Fox News viewers. That ain't my cup of tea. I find it more of an entertainment channel by and large. But I think it's important sometimes to play and say, look, even the Fox News folks are reporting this. It's so truthful, even they can't spin it. So here now, here's how things started off with the old Fox News this morning with Maria Bartiromo giving to their audience tragic news.
Welcome back. We have breaking news right now. We're getting the GDP in for the first quarter, and it is a contraction, -0.3%. This is the first contraction since the first quarter of 2022. Markets this morning have reversed. The Dow Industrials right now down 115 points on this contraction of the GDP. First quarter GDP, first read. We've got more coming up in terms of advances, but the first read on the first quarter GDP is in fact a contraction, down 0.3% versus an estimate of up 0.3%. First contraction since first quarter 2022. Markets reversing down at the lows of the day, down 139 right now on the Dow Industrials.
Not quite Walter Cronkite and moments ago president. Not quite that.
Who was president when this whole turnaround started back then in 2022? Who was that? It was Sleepy Joe. Whose economy did he bring back to? Oh, it was Donald Trump's, wasn't it? Market calendars, kids. Market calendars for 90 days from today, because 90 days from today we will get the GDP report for this current quarter. And if I may read the definition of a recession,
please,
a period of economic decline during which the GDP falls in two successive quarters. Stay tuned 90 days from today for the Trump slump to officially become a recession. Am I cheering for it? No. Right. Am I predicting it? Oh, yes. Yes. Here's this lovely recovery, best on the planet, that you've trashed and rooted for a recession, and you've made one happen. Congratulations.
Well, and this was fantastic because I saw this on Twitter this morning. Somebody posted these two tweets. This is from January 29th of this year. January 29th of this year. This is real. From Donald Trump's own Truth Social, Trump tweeted out, Truth Social out, quote, "This is the Trump stock market because my polls against Biden are so good that investors are projecting that I will win." And it goes on from there. So he says, quote, "This is the Trump stock market on January 29th of this year." Now, and this is real, from this morning, quote, "This is the Biden. This is Biden's stock market, not Trump's."
Of course it is.
I didn't take over until January 20th. I mean...
Folks, I'm not kidding around, folks. Right. Folks, aren't you tired of trying to find a way to defend this guy by now? I mean, I know it's only day 101, but aren't you exhausted at this point? Are you really going to do this for another 1,341 days? That's all I'm saying. And look, folks, I know I hear all the time, don't blame Trump voters, don't whatever. I'm just asking, are you tired of it yet? I'm just asking.
Yeah. This is a great quote, by the way. I did not say this. Somebody else made this up or pointed this out on Twitter yesterday regarding Trump's 100th day in office. Said, "William Henry Harrison had a better first 100 days, and he spent 70 of them dead."
Dead!
I thought that was good. I'm not wishing a bad economy for America, but again, just the hypocrisy when things are going well, suddenly he owns it. It's all him. He is the reason why. And within the same time period when things are going poorly, no, it ain't me.
This is the Biden economy. Again, Donald Trump inherited a good economy from Barack Obama and tanked it by his horrible response to COVID. Things were going to get bad anyway with COVID, yes, folks. Mm-hmm. But he managed to make things so much worse than they needed to be. And here he is again, making things so much worse than he needed to be. Again, not to say there isn't a role for trade negotiations.
Right.
Not to say there isn't a role for playing hardball here and there, even with your allies at times. But to do it in such a bull in a china shop way is, as has been described many times, the most amazing self-inflicted economic damage in modern economic history.
you want to weigh in with Pat Kreitlow, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to up to Appleton. Cindy, listening in Appleton. Thanks for listening. Cindy, what do you want to say?
Well, Ron Johnson is having his Lincoln lunch this coming Saturday in Appleton. And I find it kind of ironic because wasn't Lincoln actually the person who basically started DEI, which Ron Johnson is so against? Because, I mean, if you think about it, Lincoln was the starter of DEI. He was the Emancipation Proclamation and freed the slaves.
Well, thanks. I appreciate the call, Cindy, Pat.
And let's remember, though, the way that the parties have flipped. Yes, this was the party of Lincoln. I love when the people still say, it's the party of Lincoln. No. It used to be the party of Lincoln. And Democrats, that was the party of segregationists and racists. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And again, things started to flip. And I will always, again, credit goes to Lyndon Johnson where due. But I always give ample credit to Hubert Humphrey for his 1948 speech at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, about getting out from under the shadow of states' rights and walking forthrightly into the bright sunshine of human rights.
Yeah.
And people said, hey, we could do this. The Dixiecrats, Strom Thurmond, they all left the Democratic Party. Nixon brings in the Southern Strategy. This is where we are today, which, by the way, is John Dean's birthday. Oh. And it's John Dean who has written several books about how he went from a Barry Goldwater, The Conscience of a Conservative, to one of his more recent books, Conservatives Have No Conscience. And it's he's not celebrating that. He's just, this is what has happened to his party.
855-752-4842. Let's go to Charles in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Charles, I got about a minute. What say you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So I was just thinking, I called my mom. She I couldn't talk to her about it. But I'm wondering if Trump knew this news was coming out today about the growth of the economy not being great, and that's why he wanted to have this bogus cabinet meeting today where they all praise him.
Yeah, great point, Charles. Pat, do you see part of this? I'm not sure if it's still going on or now, but it's like North Korea or something.
It's North Korea. It's praising dear leader. Again, you mentioned Fox and Friends. We have there's a clip that was making the rounds over the weekend of them just fawning over his sports knowledge and everything else that's so wonderful about him. We actually played a Fox and Friends clip this morning of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and talking about how we need to keep air traffic controllers from retiring because there's such a shortage of them. Really? The most stressful job in the country?
Right.
And you're so anti-immigrant that you're just telling people, well, make more babies and don't retire. That is not sustainable, but that's the kind of thing they're talking about over there.
855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Middleton. Matt in Middleton on MDX. Matt, if you can make a brief, please go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to thank you again for Civic Media and then bring up the point that I hope once MAGA destroys America, when we rebuild, we can then implement universal health care because it is an economic issue and we'll never get our fiscal house in order until we fix that. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it. I mean, I don't know about you, Pat, but I mean, I'm not hoping that MAGA destroys America.
Yes, it's a contingency and it's something that some people believe will happen. However it gets there, we need to get to solving this whole healthcare notion that, again, every other developed country in the world has figured out.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to come back. I was on Pat's show this morning, and he brought up a New York Times headline, which I had not seen yet. I want to get his take on the fallout from Donald Trump, because the Trumpster has Truth Socialed? It sounds weird to say that. But on his social media platform, he's already responding to this. I want Pat's take on that and yours as well. It's the Todd Ball Show for a hump day edition, April 30th, last day of April. You're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We missed the trade meet. Take your Metamucil.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Like guy who puts his own line on his pole, who ties his own fly fishing ties and digs his own worms in anticipation to the start of Wisconsin's fishing season over the weekend on Lake Wissota, Pat Kreitlow. You can hear him every morning from 6 until 9 now on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Always a pleasure to have him along.
Translation, Pat goes where the Pat knows where the fish fries are.
And you don't do a lot of fishing off
and
the dock.
Sets a 20 on the bar and gets a fish fry in an old fashioned and gets change back because life is good up north.
There we go. That's a good way to put it. You're not a big fisher person then.
I am not. I've told the story a couple times on my show about, and again, I loved my father. God bless the soul. But he was not the most patient man. Mm-hmm. And both going deer hunting and fishing as a preteen or a teen or something. Mm-hmm. In both cases, I was invited to go back to the truck and invited to go back to the dock because it's going to shock y'all. I couldn't keep my mouth shut, and apparently you need to be quiet while fishing or deer hunting.
All right. Well, but you're a great boat captain because you like to be water. You just don't put a line in.
I am extremely pro hunting, pro sportsman, pro all those things that I did not really get the biggest opportunity in which to partake, but do support.
But
it's like, I just tell people, like, look, I'm a Packer fan. I never played football. I never played on the team. Still a fan. Go team. Go team fishing.
Unless it's ice fishing.
Right.
I know you're not a fan.
No, but nobody should be a fan of that. You can't possibly hate your wife that much. But anyway, I digress.
Are people are they getting excited? I mean, the big fishing season starts on this weekend.
Oh yeah, there's people that get very excited. And in fact, the governor's fishing opener is up this way, up in Rice Lake. Yeah, I attended one governor's fishing opener as a state senator. It was actually on the river by, was it Prescott or Pepin? Mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful time. I went out with a guide. And again, he did all the, here's it's the hook and it's the lines and everything. Here, Senator, hold on to this pole for about 8 seconds, and I caught a fish.
I
was like, this feels so wrong.
I was saying, the ultimate politician photo op.
It was. I didn't, and there were, thank goodness, no photo. I would never have allowed that. And the next year, I believe, if not in Rice Lake, then in that area, the governor's fishing opener that year was canceled because there was still ice on all the lakes.
Really?
Wow. At that point. Yes. Yeah, so I only attended one and said, I've seen politicians do this, and I am not going to engage in that kind of stuff.
Pat Kreitlow is a man of many talents, amongst being a politician, a former politician, a longtime journalist and broadcaster. Pat, I was on your show this morning. It was a lot of fun. You brought up this headline in the New York Times regarding journalism, and I want you to read that. I'm going to read what Trump sent out, and then we're going to discuss it.
Yes, this was a news analysis piece by Peter Baker of the New York Times, of whom I'm not really a fan for his takes on Trump. Here's the headline and the subhead. After the arrests and bullets, Trump takes on second term with a new fervor. Subhead. Having escaped imprisonment and death, President Trump has returned to power seeking vindication and vengeance and done more in his first 100 days to change the trajectory of the country than any president since Franklin Roosevelt.
What? Now, that sounds like the they're describing somebody in a Marvel movie or something. You know, they're making the guy out like a hero. We discussed that this morning. Now, I can't see exactly when Trump sent this out. So I don't know if it was yesterday or today, in fairness. And it was one of his long diatribes, and it's on going after 60 Minutes and CBS and Paramount. We discussed this on our show yesterday. A longtime executive producer of 60 Minutes stepped down, Bill Owen, because he felt that Paramount, the parent company of CBS and 60 Minutes, was putting undue pressure on him. He couldn't do the stories he wanted to anymore. And so Trump Truth Socialed out on that on his social media platform. But then he includes this, quote, "The failing New York Times, which is fake news both in writing and polling, claims that people said the case is baseless," the one that he has against CBS and Paramount. "They don't mean that. They just have a non-curable case of Trump derangement syndrome, possibly to the point where the Times injection makes them liable for tortuous interference, including in elections, which we are already intently studying, unquote. And it goes on from there. And I guess
I liked,
go ahead.
I like the headline better in the original Hungarian when Viktor right. Orban wrote it. Trigvi can tell you more about that.
It's just, and we've discussed a little bit, but I want your take as someone who studied journalism, who was in it for a long time and did it very well, this ongoing intimidation and seemingly capitulation by many of the major media outlets in this country.
That's just it. As long as they continue to capitulate, if you give a mouse a cookie. I mean, Do we really have to say anything more than that? And at some point, enough people will have studied what happened in Hungary, what had happened in the Philippines, what has happened in other countries out there where you had flourishing democracies until times got a little bit rough and people took the shortcut of embracing somebody who promised the moon and stars when he had no intention of giving you the moon and stars. What he wanted was power and started using that power in ways that maybe at first made you happy, but at some point made people go, hey, wait a minute. I thought he was going to go after everybody except me. And it doesn't work that way. So you can cheer who he's going after right now. You don't like CBS in 60 Minutes? Fine. Don't for a moment think he's going to stop there till at some point you're going, hey, wait a minute. My daughter-in-law is a good person. You know, she came to this country legally. Why is she in prison? Well, because she spoke out. And that's the path we're going down if you continue to give this mouse yet another cookie.
I just think about the journalists, guys like Scott McFarland, women like Jan Crawford, who are great journalists at CBS, who really do wonderful work. And you think, wow, what's their lives like right now? Trying to do what they journalistically know they should be doing, but this comes from the top. So
exactly, not getting the respect and appreciation they should.
Always respect and appreciate Pat Kreitlow. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Have a great day up at Lake Minnesota.
Thank you.
We'll see you next Wednesday. We'll see if Trigvi can make it. Come on back. We got Mark on the line. We'll take his call next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Lavall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. Aaron Zommer is on the board. Glad to be here. Glad to have Pat Kreitlow with us as well from Mornings of Pat Kreitlow. I almost said Up North News Radio. It's powered.
Well, now you did
anyway. It's powered by, yes, Up North News Radio.
But well, it's powered by Up North News. Up North News Radio was the name of the show.
All right. Okay, fine. I know Pat Kreitlow is on the air every morning from 6 until 9. Now that much
there
we know. That much we know for certain. It's a great program. Hope you will tune in. And then after Pat, you've got Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach with Matt Nair on air. And then you've got the Tom program, Tom Hartman, and then us, and then Maggie Dawn, and then Pete Schwab. So that's the new lineup, and you can enjoy it each and every day here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Talk a little bit about the gross domestic product, GDP, announced this morning it was lower than expected. According to the Associated Press, U.S. stocks began this morning with a thud after a report suggested the U.S. economy may have shrunk at the start of the year. But the big losses soon eased in the latest sharp swings to hit Wall Street and uncertainty about what President Donald Trump's trade war will do to the economy. S&P 500 was down 0.5% this afternoon and trading on track to break a six-day winning streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 94 points or 0.2% as of 2:27 Eastern time this afternoon. And the NASDAQ composite was about 0.9% lower today. They had been on track for much worse losses earlier in the morning when the S&P 500 was down as much as 2.3% and the Dow dipped 780 points. But again, the first thing Donald Trump said this morning was, look, this ain't my fault. This is Biden's economy. But we read to you earlier in the broadcast with Pat Kreitlow on Trump's own social media in January, right after he got elected or inaugurated. He said, this is my economy. This is the Trump economy. It's going well. And now this morning, this is Biden's economy. Even David Portnoy, who's from Barstool Sports, we've talked about him before, one of the big bro influencers, has the big Barstool Sports franchise, influences a lot of predominantly young men. Even Portnoy, to kind of put it nicely, said, you know, you can't take a leak on my back and tell me it's raining. Either tell the truth or fess up. So when you're losing guys like David Portnoy in kind of the brosphere, you know you got problems if you're Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's people who are willing to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, this seems crazy, but I think he knows what he's doing long term. And at this point, they're like, yeah, all right. You've had your long term. You've had 100 days and you've only made things worse every day.
Yeah, absolutely. 855-752-4842. If you want to weigh in, 855-752-4842 on the Trump economy so far. Mark and Purtis Sack, you've been waiting a long time. I appreciate you holding. Mark, what say you?
Yeah, I mean, for Donald Trump, I mean, that the, you know, is it drowsy Don on one day, it's dastardly Don on another day, duplicitous Don on another day, devious Don, despicable Don, dictator Don. I mean, it's all, you know, it's a different Don every day, and that's just using the D words.
Right, right.
I mean, there's got to be a whole plethora of words we could use for, you know, describing Donald Trump. I mean, that... And the scariest one of all is Dictator Don and the way that these people just all vacillate before him, and just entire cabinet is just a complete lack of any kind of integrity or courage at all.
Yeah, it's disturbing to say the least. And I think what Pat was saying before as well is just that these are the types of things we're seeing in so much of the media kind of capitulating on. And so I'm looking more at individual reporters who I follow within CBS or ABC or CNN or New York Times, some of these more long-term trusted publications, which they, and I think this is important to say, for my frustration with the corporate companies of Paramount Global and Disney, which controls ABC, Paramount controls CBS, and others, and Jeff Bezos controlling papers as well. My frustration at the corporate level, at the ownership, should not be mistaken for my admiration of many of the individual reporters within those organizations who are still doing really great work. And so I think it's important to note that and know there are still people like Scott Pelley and Jan Crawford and others at CBS and others, all the other aforementioned national publications, but also really important to note and to support local journalism in your own community. We are fortunate in Wisconsin to still have many local newspapers. Buy a subscription. Support them that way. We have state newspapers, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin State Journal.
And a lot of magazines, too.
And magazines. We have Wisconsin Examiner, Wisconsin Watch, others, you know, who
are... Recombobulation Area.
Recombobulation Area. Our friend Dan Schaefer. So more important now than ever that we have people that are dedicated to true journalism and who will suss out the truth and report that. As is known, the press, the fourth estate, right? Just keeping people in line. What are your thoughts on this? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We mentioned earlier one of these Trump cabinet meetings, which is basically a let us tell you how much we love you meeting to Donald Trump. I thought this was great because Trump was asked by the press in this so-called cabinet meeting. Oh, by the way, Steve Milwaukee at AUK says, Major Garrett, yes, at CBS, one of the absolute greats. Major Garrett and Caitlin Collins at CNN, doing great work as well. Agreed. Anyway, this meeting this morning, Trump was asked about The tariffs. And we've been talking about this now for several days, several shows. And reporting to you that what's happening in China right now, there are a lot of container ships that are empty, or they simply have been taking other leases or other deals other places, and they're not there. Many of the big shipping ports in Los Angeles and Seattle look, I don't want to say vacant, but the amount of container ships in their ports are dramatically down right now. And that's because U.S. companies are not buying and bringing things from China due to this 145% tariff. And for every day this stays in place, it's going to mean fewer goods getting into the United States, which will ultimately mean, and I know this sounds crazy right now because people go to the stores and say, well, Todd, everything is filled up. There's no empty shelves. You're right. But we're about, according to experts, 4-ish, maybe 5 weeks away from many of the things we buy not being there. And I'm not trying to start a panic buying. Experts are saying don't panic buy, don't hoard. But they're already saying things like notebooks, pens, things like that, that back to school items. If this continues, Trump's tariffs on China, you might not be able to find them. And this includes toys for Christmas of this year. And President Trump was asked this morning about Christmas 2025. Here's what he said.
Much of it we don't need. You know, somebody said, oh, the shelves are going to be open. Well, maybe the children will have two dolls instead of 30 dolls, you know. And maybe the two dolls will cost a couple of bucks more than they would normally. But we're not talking about something that we have to go out of our way. They have ships that are loaded up with stuff, much of which, not all of it, but much of which we don't need.
You know, Trump says, we don't need it. Yeah, your kids, instead of having $30, I'll have $2. I don't know very many people are buying their kids $30,
Yeah, that's just another little detail that shows his disconnect from reality.
Right. Yeah, right. Maybe in Trump world, maybe they do buy their kids $30 for Christmas. I don't know.
It's like, I can't remember what show it was from. How much could one egg cost? $10?
Right. And to Trump, you know, a couple of bucks means $100. Right? I had a friend of mine, he's passed away now, but a guy who was a landscaping business from Chicago. And he dealt in big volumes of stuff. And so if he said, oh, it was a couple of bucks, it meant $200. Bucks. Every time you said bucks, it meant $100. Yeah, it cost me a couple of bucks. And 200. So maybe in Trump world, you say, yeah, it might cost you $200 more. Which, to most people in Wisconsin, that's a heck of a lot of money.
Means you're not getting it.
Or exactly. So I would make Zomers, if we can, make sure we save that somewhere. Because I want it handy when we get to Christmas later on this year. Did you watch the Milwaukee Bucks game last night? Let's bring that up for a second. Because I did not, because I couldn't find, I don't subscribe to FanDuel, and I don't think I have like NBC TV or NBA TV. And I was reading this morning, our own sports reporter, Mike Clemens, great sports reporter that he is, he tweeted out this morning, Mike Clemens did, a tweet of Pat McAfee, who is, as the show on ESPN, is on College Game Day, all that. And he's lives in Indy, big Pacers fan. And McAfee could not find the game last night, apparently. And so Mike Clemens tweeted out and said, here's a multimillionaire sports media personality that couldn't get the game. And yet the NBA wonders why their ratings have gone down. So I did not watch the game last night. But the Bucks choked and lost in overtime to the Pacers. They're done for the season. Not happy about that, by the way. And afterwards, the press asked Giannis Antetokounmpo about his future. Which, I mean, I know why the press has to do it. But again, if you're Giannis, I mean, it's just not the time for that. I thought he handled it well. Here's what Giannis said in the post-game press conference last night.
Giannis, you've always kind of stated about wanting to win and win championships and win a second championship and how important it is to you. Do you think that you can still win that second championship here in Milwaukee after a third straight first-round exit?
Look, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I know how this is going to go. Whatever I say, I know how it's going to translate. I don't know, man. I wish I was still playing. I wish I was still, like, competing and going back to Milwaukee. I don't know.
Giannis last night, after the Bucks are eliminated in the postseason, third straight year, first round elimination. And again, what he's emotional. What's his name? The guy, the player originally from Wisconsin, plays for the Pacers. Now his dad gets all up in Giannis's face on the court after the game, and the dad had to end up apologizing today on Twitter. I mean, that's just how bizarre this stuff has gotten. So, I mean, Giannis had a rough, I mean, he played great, and he got Dame out now until hopefully he comes back next season if the Bucks keep him. But what is Giannis supposed to say in that situation? And a lot of people are now on the whole, well, he's got two more years left in his contract, or the Bucks going to try to trade him and all that kind of jazz. Look, I think Giannis has given everything to Milwaukee, and I hope he stays. But I would not blame him if he wants to go somewhere and win a championship. I'm not saying I want him to go, but there's a guy with a lot of character who's given everything to Milwaukee. Come on back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock at the top of the hour. A little news, weather, and sports for you. Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter. Tell us what's going on. Probably have a little Bucks update of his own there. And then what's worse? In hour number two, menu QR codes or paperless tickets. I have feelings. We'll talk about it in hour two. And also Tim Grierson, senior U.S. film critic at Screen Daily and at the LA Times, joins us live from Los Angeles to talk about Nicolas Cage movies in particular, and maybe film as well. So looking forward to that conversation. Right now, talking about some of these Trump tariffs, ramifications, economy not doing well once again today, Trump trying to blame it on Biden. And also we brought up the Bucks lost last night. And just to put a button on that, again, I want Giannis to stay. Let me make that clear. I hope he does. But he's also you could argue, I mean, you know, you've got other players out there that are still LeBron, obviously, one of the most fantastic players out there. You know, there are other people out there. But my point is that Giannis has to be within the top five players in the NBA right now. And if Dame can't come back next year for the Bucks, without Dame and Giannis, I mean, what else? I mean, yeah, there's some talented players. But I would not personally blame Giannis if he said, look, I've only got so much time in my prime, and I want to win another NBA championship. And if the Bucks can't give me the tools to do that around me, then, you know, that's just the way the world works these days. And someone said to me recently, loyalty is transactional. And what a company thinks of you is directly related to how much they pay you and the assets they provide you. So if the Bucks aren't going to give Giannis the assets to win, you can't blame the guy. I don't want that to happen. And he's part owner of the Brewers. His family loves Milwaukee. He's indebted to Milwaukee. But he has to do his best for him. I want him to be happy. He's given Milwaukee everything that in Wisconsin that we deserve. I want him to be happy. Let's go to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. Troy in Mount Horeb, listening on WMDX. Troy, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, thanks for bringing us down with the Bucks talk. I appreciate that.
Yeah, sorry. I'm a realist.
So, you said that Trump said, you know, they're chips with stuff we don't even need, because they do that all the time. You know, good
right.
business sense is always to load up ships with stuff people don't even need and send them all
right.
over.
<Yeah. laughs> Look at my pantry. There's all kinds of things I don't need.
No, well, that's for everybody.
No, but I mean, look, every
I just wanted to point that out.
I appreciate it. I mean, think about it. Try every Costco run. Oh, I went in for detergent and I come out with $150 of stuff I don't need. But
that was detergent.
All right. Thanks, Troy. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Cam, listening in Appleton. Cam, thanks for calling in. What do you got?
Hey, I am fairly frustrated that we aren't getting enough coverage on, at least on Civic's primary shows, for the Election Truth Alliance and Smart Elections data, because they have been showing on other shows, major shows, like Tom Hartman's show. They've shown on the Titus broadcast, Christopher Titus. And what would it take you, Todd, in order to be able to look at this? Because right now you blindly say, for good reason, that the election wasn't manipulated, but there's PhDs, computer data scientists, people that were involved with the elections. One of them is from Tennessee. They're saying this is messed up. There is manipulation signs.
So I don't know who's Tom Titus or whatever that. I never heard of that program. Who's Titus?
Christopher Titus.
What network is he on?
He is on his own network. It is that can be knocked down if you want to knock that one down. But he's been on Tom Hartman's show.
All right. Well, I mean, with all due respect, Tom Hartman is a progressive left-leaning broadcast. And if they want to talk about that stuff, that's fine. That's up to them. But I have faith in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the DNC and every other major Democratic institution. If they would have thought there was any sort of hanky-panky or election interference that would have made any difference in the final outcome, they controlled the executive branch and not the federal government, but they controlled things at that time. Don't you think they would have raised this question before they turned over power to Trump if they thought there was election interference that made a difference in the outcome of the election?
Yes, but they could not get enough of the information on how they did it, because finding noise curve manipulation takes time. That is a fact. When it comes to mass collections of data, you have to wait for the states to be able to post that data.
I always appreciate you calling. I appreciate your listenership, but I would be remiss if, as much as I, you know, as honored as you can tell me if I'm wrong, I think I probably go after my former party 90% of the time on this show, compared to maybe 10%, I go after Democrats on this show. And as much as I denounce the Donald Trumps and the MAGA leadership and those who say the 2020 election was stolen, I feel equally as passionate about those on the left, like Hartman or whoever, that try to bring up these conspiracy theories and try to say that, oh my gosh, somehow Elon Musk and the computers, you know, stole the election, or that there were, you know, I got people right now on the YouTube saying, oh, there were 200 bomb threats or whatever, that's not fair. Look, there are threats in every election. But did at the end of the day, did those things make a difference in the outcome? And Democrats just don't want to look in the mirror and say we should have done better, that we lost young people, that we didn't get people out to vote, that the far left said, oh, we'd rather have Trump than Joe Biden because it's the lesser of two evils. I mean, those are the reasons that Democrats lost, and they need to fess up to that and move on. Come back to the show. It's hour number two after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.